chronic wasting disease has been a growing problem for Wisconsin's deer herd. The fatal disease affects the brains and nervous systems of deer, elk, and moose.
The state's Department of Natural Resources advises hunters not to eat the meat of deer that test positive for CWD or that appear abnormal, even if they're not tested. The DNR has been monitoring the spread of the disease for over two decades.
The DNR released new data recently, but our next guest says the agency is downplaying a growing problem, especially in a belt of counties in the southern half of the state.
Patrick Durkin joins us now. He's a syndicated columnist. He covers hunting and outdoor recreation in the state. His piece on CWD and the DNR appeared in the Wisconsin State Journal. Pat, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, when you look at the latest numbers on CWD testing and occurrence, what's the bad news?
Well, the bad news is this past year, which the DNR basically runs its test from each calendar year from April through March. And so every March they start looking at the total results. And this past year, mainly 2016, which is our 2016 hunting seasons, there was a record number of deer turned up with chronic wasting disease, even though it was like the fourth lowest number of deer collected for testing.
So we're testing fewer deer than we used to, but seeing more instances of chronic wasting disease.
Right. Yeah. It's like in the agricultural zone we're talking about, the southern farmland zone, where this disease mainly is. I think this year the rate of infection in that region was like over, I think it was close to 13%, and that's the second straight year it's been in double digits in that region. So, you know, the point I make in this is that starting, you know, 6 years ago, you know, it was still at 3%, which even then it was going up. But now in that region, we're up at 12-13%. So it's been a big jump. So it's hard to act like it's not a problem.
Yeah, for people following this story back to the early days, was it the late 90s when we first started spotting this stuff, Pat?
Well, they didn't spot it right away. They were starting to do standard tests around 1998. They started testing for CWD, chronic wasting disease, and also I think they were testing for some other wildlife diseases too at the same time. That they could get some deer samples and then test them for a couple of common wildlife diseases, hoping they wouldn't find like tuberculosis or CWD. Well, then after the 2001 hunting season, they were testing deer from Mount Horeb area and found three of them that tested positive for chronic wasting disease. And through the entire Midwest and much of the country into a panic because we'd never had CWD across the Mississippi River before. So it's, and now, unfortunately, Wisconsin has more CWD cases than any other state in the country.
And in this piece I referred to earlier, it appeared in the Wisconsin State Journal and elsewhere too, I think one of your main concerns is how the DNR is presenting this information, what they're highlighting, what they're downplaying. What are you seeing coming out of the DNR?
Well, what's really disappointing, and I've harped on this, several years now, in the current administration, they really have made a point of not talking much about CWD. And one of the guys I quoted in my article is the former wildlife director of the DNR, Tom Hoggy. And Hoggy came right out and told me that you look at this, and he says he goes back, and he was told early on in the current administration, the Walker administration, that we do not discuss how bad this is. We don't want analysis. Just give people the numbers, and we don't want any gloom and doom, basically. And so that's the way they're treating this. They're afraid, and this was said too in this recent round of CWD review that was done by a big committee over the winter, that it came out several times that when you talk about CWD, they worry that people will stop coming here to hunt. They'll stop coming here and renting motel rooms. The tourism people get upset. And what worries me is that, well, those are valid concerns, but you have to share information with the public. You can't just pick and choose good news and bad news.
Talking to syndicated columnist Patrick Durkin, talking about chronic wasting disease in the deer population in Wisconsin and how the DNR handles that information, presents it, shares it, or does not put it in frameworks for the public, he says. So what's the risk if this information isn't out there, if this disease keeps spreading and people don't know about it?
That's a good question, because the thing that I keep worrying about, I think most people who follow this disease, that the big fear is that this disease right now, it's a relatively new disease, so we don't really know all that much about it. And, you know, for a long time, we heard a similar disease, it's in the same family of diseases, mad cow disease, could not infect humans. But then, lo and behold, you know, a lot of people were eating infected beef over in European countries and started getting the mad cow disease into people in the UK. And we're hearing the same thing about CWD, that this can't jump the species barrier into people. Well, you know, we haven't shown it yet. It hasn't been found yet, but what if we do someday? Or another scenario is, what if this disease somehow crosses in our cattle or into our pigs, whatever else we're raising? Well, then we have a real problem. Once this becomes a human concern, human disease concern, then what's going to happen? While these people are kind of downplaying it now, they're going to have a lot of explaining to do when people now, you know, realize they've been kind of misled. You know, we trust people to look out for our best interests and keep us informed. I think that's all we can do, is really keep people informed. You can't give them, you know, crystal clear answers on wildlife diseases, because we don't know everything, but we can keep them informed.
And even if it doesn't cross over to people or to cows, right now, deer who are diagnosed with CWD are tested positive. We're not supposed to eat that. Are we also worried about this affecting deer populations, lowering numbers, damaging?
Right.
I mean, that could end up hurting the hunting
right.
industry itself, couldn't it?
Oh, definitely. You know, one of the studies they did out in Wyoming with a whitetail herd was they monitored a number of years. I don't remember all the details now, but the end result was showing that, you know, the herd is going into decline now. I mean, they've had the infection out there at high enough rates to where they figure that once you get the female population, where it's about a third of them or more are infected, the population starts declining. In some of these areas in Iowa County and southern Richland County and parts of Sauk County, some of those regions are in that area where you're getting a 35% infection rate among the female deer. And we have older bucks tend to be the ones that get it the most because they've been around longer. While we're seeing now these bucks that are 2.5, 3.5 and older, about half of them in some regions are showing up sick now with CWD, you know, just west of Madison. So to me, this isn't a disease we should be ignoring.
Patrick, you're worried about how the DNR is presenting information, but how about the management itself? We've had talk about eradication zones. We've had talk about trying to end baiting to keep deer from congregating and spreading this disease. What do you see in terms of management and trying to stop or slow the spread here?
Well, the one concern I've had for a long time, this goes back before CWD, was this area we're talking about, west of Madison, has had a chronic situation with overpopulation of deer for a long time. And so we haven't even gotten the herd back down to realistic goals for managing a herd in an agricultural area, just for that reason alone, just for the population levels. We shouldn't be having as many deer out there as we have right now. I mean, it's hard on the crops, it's hard on the woodlands themselves. All of a sudden, you know, various plants and species of plants and bushes can't survive because of so many deer. And so you have that on top of it, too, that even without the disease, we're having problems down there with management. So the management of our deer herd in that region has been pretty hard to praise for quite a while. So, and this is just, the situation is getting a lot more dire now, in my opinion, where we have a disease on top of an overpopulation of deer.
So what does it take for better management? Does that mean things like earn-a-buck programs? You have to take a female deer in order to get a male? And that's not always popular with hunters.
And that's always what these issues come back to, is, you know, trying to keep everyone happy. And with deer and deer hunting, you're always going to have controversy. It's been that way in our state for going back almost 80 years. So that's nothing new. That's always a problem. And I thought the one tool we had for keeping a population in check was earn and buck, but because some people, a loud minority of people, really made a fuss about it, you know, it got eliminated, you know, about, I think it was about 2011. And so that's not even an option. So it's if someone has a better answer, we haven't heard it. And what we're seeing, though, now is if you look at the numbers in these areas west of Madison, the population is going back up now because we just aren't shooting enough antlerless deer.
We'll leave it there for now. Pat, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Patrick Durkin. He's a syndicated columnist. He covers hunting and outdoor recreation in the state. And his piece on chronic wasting disease and the DNR, we have that linked on our Central Time Facebook page.